We left off with the question of Rabbeinu Gershom, okay? Meaning, the third case, what I call a third case, right? What happens? A guy builds a structure outside on his roof, right? Outside the Otsar. And Rabbeinu Gershom says, I mean, he actually has a whole different way of learning all these things, but just to focus on this for a second, he says, we don't know what he built it for. I mean, he rejects Rashi's idea of it being rugged. He says, I don't know what it's there for. It could be for Otsar purpose, or it may not be. So that forces us to reassess the teiku, because what are the two logical possibilities now? Why would you say that is considered as if there's an Otsar there, even though the guy didn't do anything to say there's an Otsar there? And why, or actually, okay, bias on the table. It seems to be that it will be the scale would tip more towards the side that says he hasn't done anything, right? And that's not definitively an Otsar structure. That structure could be delineating something else, or it could be there for its own sake. Okay, Sean seems very excited.
The first step you should take, I think, that you would take is that, well, you're right, it doesn't tell me that this thing is going to be used for Otsar, but it certainly tells me that there's some usage, it's definitely an indicator of some other usage taking place in that area.
What do you mean by other usage?
That's a good question. We'll take that up.
Okay, let me just make that point clear. Relax, I'm not getting this far yet. But according to what Sean is saying, so if you want to say, I can understand why Chaim could never be stopped from building a refit downstairs, because if the room upstairs had never been used for anything before, because we don't say since the room has the potential to be used for an Otsar, right, that's why I came with the refit, because then you could never have people building, you could never have a case where you could have two business owners sharing space. It would be impossible, right? I know it's a practical reason. I'm just saying you can see why it makes no sense. Right, okay, good. So that's for sure the case, right? But now the question is, what is it about building a structure outside of it or external to said room where that structure itself is not indicating what the specific usage of this room will be, but does produce something that will say Chaim cannot build the refit downstairs? I just want to get clear.
Let me get that point clear. Where Rabbeinu Gershom goes away definitively from everything is that all along the way Rashi's been learning is that the actions you do are Otsar type actions. Like an Otsar action is to put windows in a building. Right, that's indicative. Does it have to be for an Otsar? Of course not. There's a chance it may not be, but that's normal. That's normative Otsar behavior, right? But Rabbeinu Gershom saying it's not necessarily normative Otsar behavior to build a structure on top of the Otsar. That's not normative. That it could be, but what's changed now? Something changes when you build that structure. So you're right. You are right. What you're saying is that by him building something new, that's different than looking at it as a renovation. I agree. Like, for instance, if you put a bathroom in the second floor, that tells us nothing about whether Chaim can build a refit there or not, because what do you care if there's a bathroom there? It doesn't change anything about it. So how does that external structure, or in other words, what are we saying about the potential for Nezek that the Chaim cannot build a refit downstairs? That's what I want to get clear. What happened here? Excellent. That's the other shoe, okay? See, one shoe is what you were saying. I agree. But that's the other shoe, because I don't think you can go far enough, in my opinion, I don't think you can go far enough to explain what would prevent Chaim from doing that. But what if we put the onus on Chaim? In other words, as we said previously, right, and I think Rabbeinu Gershom's reaching back to that idea that, well, refets, right, can be defined as damage-producing things. They produce stenches, right? A store that, let's say, makes, nice-smelling chocolate bars, everyone loves to smell chocolate, right? That's not going to be damage-producing. But you can look at a refit that way. So maybe the question is that since Chaim runs a damage-producing refit, so now if I just had stom a blank room upstairs, so we don't know, there's no usage associated with the room at all. But remember, all along we've been talking about actions, an action that's done that indicates something. Now beforehand, we were learning the action must be Otsar-related. But here, it's not that the action's Otsar-related, but some action has been done, right, to this area, all right? The fact that action has been done now means Chaim, being the refet damaging type of person, must remove any possible suffix before he builds that refet, because there was an action done. You see, a room that's left alone could be anything. Then Chaim could build a refet. But if something was done, it's using this idea of structure to simply say one thing. Something was done here. Some not a renovation, but something was added to this room that means something else might be going on. Right, not potential, but there was an action done. The refit guy must see that there was a maisa that took place, and now it's his responsibility to ensure that there's no possibility of him causing nezek, because he's a nezek producing entity. That's what he does. He damages people. Well, he damages objects.
Again, is that at the very least, in order for us to discuss Nezek, there has to be a Maisa done by Gano, right? Whereas according to Rashi, all the actions must always be Otsar actions. The action must clearly express Otsar. According to Ben Gershom, no, the Maisa is a Maisa is enough to say the onus is on Chaim, right? His arc, I don't want, well, you'll see in the next Ben Gershom. But his arc is more about, he's not so much into the idea of it being a Maisa Shel Otsar. He's more into the idea of that something was done that indicates that there is something different going on here. So that's why I was taking what What I like about Rana Gershom is that what he's saying is that, and that's why I think Yonatan framed it correctly. I kept telling you, put it back in Nezek, meaning we are talking about potential Nezek here, right? But we're not, Chaim isn't opening up an amusement or whatever, a chocolate factory. He's opening up a refet. Now, refets like tanors, right? They damage things. That's what refets do. They're damaging. I mean, they make tzvua go bad, right? Also, I would say what you guys are saying all along as this side, but flip it to the other side, which is that, but what's the guy lacking here? No, more than that. What didn't he, but in other words, when he built the thing, what didn't he do? Well, right, he didn't produce. The mice is not a mice, it's Shem Otsar. The question is, what's the onus on? When Gano builds that room and it lacks any shame, so now he failed to do what's necessary to say that this is going to be an Otsar. It must be definitively for the purpose of Otsar. And this thing could be used for anything. Or do we say the mice enough alone? Is it the fact that he built something? Because we're dealing with preventative Nezek. Now the question is, when Chaim brings in his refet,
the
really question of, he's Rabbi Gershom is bringing back into the picture the fact that Chaim's not opening up a benign thing. He's opening up something that produces nezek. So now the question is, if he's opening up something that produces nezek, what's his responsibility? What's the onus on him to do? Right? He has to make sure he can't produce nezek. Now, if the room is empty, so to speak, he's no responsibility, right?
But not every single question here is.
What's his case? Who's reading?
One of the new guys.
Read.
Call one of the girls.
But by Rapuna. Okay, so now you have this funny question, Rashi. Gemara is so cryptic. Dates, right, and pomegranates.
Why is that cryptic?
Because what's the case? Without Rashi, you never understand the case. Okay, sure. What does that mean?
Okay, so when he brings in the dates and pomegranates, do we say that is the start of the storage house, or do we say that is not considered storage house until he brings in grain, wine, and oil?
Right. Interesting. Meaning that he brings the fruits in. So he is storing something, right? But let's say his intent, he will eventually bring in tevuah. He's just starting off the storage process with these things, right? Or do we say no? Do we say that bringing in these things is not enough, so to speak? It's very nice. We got to be careful here because it's very nice that, okay, because what's the point here? Obviously, by tomorrow, the refet's not going to do what? Right? Which is what makes this case so interesting. The refet will not ruin the tomorrow, right? Refets do not. There's no two possibilities.
They're questioning that.
I know. How could it be a taker? What are the two logical sides then? If you're going to tell me that it does damage the what do you call it, Rimonim? Right. Then it cannot love the refet. What do you mean? The Rimonim and the Tamarim, right? Do not, right? The Hevel, the stench that comes up from the refet, will not affect the dates and the Rimonim. It doesn't affect them, right? Now, he's clearly, right, Otsaring the room, right? It's Otsaring, but he hasn't brought his grain in yet. No grain's in the room.
Is it
right. That's part of the question.
Rashi clearly says that the question is whether or not those things create Shem Otsar.
I know. Rabbeinu Gershom. What's Rabbeinu Gershom saying? Keep going. Right, so one side's going to say what? Is going to say that, one side's going to say that he's using the room for storage. Once he, even though these objects would not be destroyed by the refet, he's using the room for storage, or do we say?
Okay.
Easy.
Or do we say he didn't bring in the grain yet? And the grain is the object of Nezek. So what do I care that he brought in whatever tamarim and stored them there?
Wait, right? Why does he bring in the second half if he's already brought in the first half that says that the tamarim and the dates whatever are going to get out?
What do you mean?
Meaning, why is he bringing this like secondary spark kind of thing? If he's saying that the reason why seemingly you go one way is to say that
I'm not giving away. I'm saying there is a certain irony in this possibility. But the irony, if you want, I mean, the irony is that in other words, the side that says that it's an otsar is easier. The side that says it's not, there's an irony because in going ahead and using it for fruits, you're in a sense messing yourself over. There's Gano's mistake, so to speak. In other words, let's say Gano wanted to make sure that Chaim did not open up a refit. So the mistake Gano would make, according to the other side, is that is using it to store fruits.
Yeah.
It's a mistake.
Yeah.
What's the error? If you answer that, then you got the svara.
Thought...
Good, good, good. In other words, I think what everyone's trying to say, that one side's easy, right? One side's going to say that, and this is the side that echoes what Rashi was saying prior to this, which is that, okay, well, I don't know if it's the whole idea of a halachic otsar, but I would say is that an otsar means room set up for a specific usage, the usage of storing things, right? So all along, we have been talking about maisas that indicate that this is being used for storage, right? But what makes this so intriguing is that now, in the act of designating this thing as a room of storage, right, what has this guy not done? He hasn't introduced the object of Nezek. So if you just say that otsar, that what does he have to do? He has to indicate that this room is going to be used for storing things. Once he does that, there are lots of different potentials that exist in that room of what he's going to store, right? One of those things could be grain. Back to what we were saying before, the onus is on Chaim, like you were saying, to make sure that Chaim cannot open up the refit now, because ultimately, since one of the things that storage room could be used for is grain, that's on the list. That is a potential usage of the storage room, right? Once I say this is a storage room, indicated by bringing in the fruits, what else can I store in there? Anything I want to. Thus Nezek's back on the table. But what if you say, not quite saying it's not an otsar, but why don't you say, no. There are different kinds of otsars, right? Now, what does the guy do when he walks in, and what does Gano do? Gano puts those fruits down in the room to store. What is he now indicated by doing that? It is a storage room, but I'm now storing I'm storing objects now that are not subject to Nezek, right? That's the usage of the room, right? That's what he's using the room for, right? So what would he have to do? Now, that's what I was trying to say before. What does Gano have to do now? Gano would have to do an action, right, to demonstrate that it's not being used for non-Nezek stuff, but also for Nezek stuff.
So essentially, he has to reestablish the damage.
Yeah, exactly. He would have to, in order to prevent Chaim, he'd have to reestablish the storage for something else. See, in other words, if you look at the Shem Otsar purely through the realm of Nezek, what we would say is, okay, well, right now, what kind of Otsar room is it? It's a non-Nezek Otsar room. So I'd have to do an action to okare that kvias and then recovey it as a new kind of otsar room, a nezek otsar room. But since I didn't do that, since all I did was I was kovey it as a non-nezek room, why should I stop Chaim from doing that? In other words, Gano's, to put it in more 21st century terms, Gano's thinking he's a smart guy. He's going to prevent Chaim from building in there. His grain isn't shipped yet from Japan. He's still waiting for it. So he's going to get ahead of the curve. I'll throw some fruits in there. You store fruits also, right? I'll put the fruits in there, and this way Chaim can build the refit. But by doing that, what you've actually done is you've messed yourself over. Because now you said, it is a storage room, but I'm storing things that aren't subject to damage. And the Nezek, the issue of Nezek here isn't that Chaim can't build a refit. Chaim just can't build a refit if it's going to cause damage, right? Here, it's not causing damage. You built the best storage room possible for Chaim, right? The storage room where his refit will not cause damage.
Yeah.